It's Thursday. That means it's Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them about what they're working on at school. I ask them their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Greg Howard. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What's happening at the U of A these days?
Well, at my lab, we study plant reproduction. Plants have pollen instead of sperm. So we were wondering, how does pollen get to a female ovule? If you think of something like a mesquite pod, and you see all the seeds lined up in a row, and the pollen grain lands on top of that seed pod while it's still maturing. And because pollen doesn't have a tail like normal mammalian sperm does, it actually grows down that seed pod to each individual ovule and fertilizes it. How does a pollen grain know which way to grow, and how does it go all the way down and find each individual ovule in the line? We studied this protein that the female ovules make. When we take it out, the pollen doesn't know which way to go. It kind of loses its way, starts coiling in on itself, going in different directions.
It loses its equilibrium like a seahorse.
An interesting way to put it, right. It loses its bearings and starts floating around. This protein is obviously, you know, really integral to that part. So what we're doing is studying how that protein itself functions. And what we do is we tinker with it. We take out a piece here, we swap out a part here, and see how does this impact its function? How does it work now?
So you're trying to figure out what is going on through deductive reasoning, basically, kind of like when you're trying to figure out what you're allergic to.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So what are you finding with your process of elimination?
Well, we find out in this protein, there's a very important domain that tells the protein itself where to go. So inside the cell, there's all kinds of machinery that process the protein. And we found that this one specific piece lets the cell know this particular protein needs to go on like this conveyor, this line, to be processed in a certain way. And if we change that up, then the cell doesn't recognize the protein anymore and doesn't quite know what to do with it.
Yeah, like, I don't even know you anymore.
That's right. And it just kind of floats around and kind of gets lost in the cell.
Why do we care about plant reproduction?
Plant reproduction is really important right now when we have a discussion about things like GMOs. One of the things we worry about is if this GMO somehow gets out into the environment, we don't want it repopulating. The protein we study is very specific to reproduction, which is kind of a rarity. In life, a lot of different things are used for a lot of different things, but this particular protein doesn't seem to have an effect on the plant growth itself. So if we can control whether or not that plant reproduces, but it still grows fine, then we can have some level of assurance that if we genetically modify a plant, it's going to only grow for one generation and not spread to environments or to places where people don't want it.
Kind of like Snapchat.
It disappears after a while, yeah.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
Well, I'm really interested in biotechnology, the machinery of the cells, and how all this technology works. What I got really interested in is how to use this to solve industrial and environmental problems. For instance, one thing I'm really interested in is this bacteria that was discovered that actually will digest plastic. Instead of waiting for plastics to degrade naturally, which takes hundreds to thousands of years, what you can do is have a genetically modified organism that eats the plastic and produces something else, returns it back to petroleum, returns into a truffles, if you want. Then we could have a sustainable model.
I like that, Mr. Howard. Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of music do you like?
I'm really interested in music that has kind of a message to it, so I'm really into Bob Dylan, Bad Religion, and more recently, Childish Gambino.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.